Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The Pigeon Lions Club has held its 42nd annual Pigeons Lion Safari on the evening of July the 8th, marking more than four decades of one of the community's most anticipated summer traditions. The event was completely sold out, continuing its reputation as a seasonal staple in the Thumb. More than just a fundraiser, the annual safari serves as the Lions' largest outreach event of the year by bringing residents together in support of local service projects, youth initiatives, and community assistance programs. Attendees enjoy a fully catered evening with drinks, raffles, and ongoing entertainment, all leading up to the night's final drawing for the $3,500 grand prize. Winners for the evening included a $400 prize to Cheryl Kramer, a $700 prize to Buzz Whitley, a $1,000 prize to Shelley Ellenbaum, and the $3,500 grand prize went to John and Jamie Merchant. Since its inception 41 years ago, the Pigeon Lions Safari has generated more than $270,000 in community donations, money that was raised by the community for the community. The Lions Club remains a fully volunteer organization focused on helping people, supporting youth programs and scholarships, and filling in gaps where local assistance is needed. And another news for today. There will be a meeting of the Lake Township Election Commission at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning, Friday, July the 10th. The meeting will be at the Township Hall at 4988 West Kindy Road in Caseville. According to the preliminary agenda, the reason for the meeting is to adopt a resolution to delegate election commission duties to Clerk Lisa Clinton. Another expected action to be taken during the meeting is the adoption of a resolution to appoint election inspectors for the Tuesday, August 4th primary election. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
I suffered a stroke 9 days after I had my daughter.
My baby was 2 months old when I was diagnosed with heart failure.
Heart-related problems can happen up to a year after giving birth.
Talk to your healthcare professional about your risk for cardiovascular disease during pregnancy.
And learn how to keep your heart healthy postpartum.
Because caring for yourself is just as important as caring for your baby.
Learn more at goredforwomen.org/postpartum.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning us now to your news for the hour. Jared Cash Butterfield is facing misdemeanor assault charges in Huron County. During his arraignment earlier today, Butterfield entered a not guilty plea to the charge of assault and battery against a fellow inmate on the date of June the 18th. Judge Ferris set bond at $10,000, which has not been posted. The court ordered strict no-contact conditions between Butterfield and the victim. While Michael Morosky represented Butterfield for the proceedings, the court is currently addressing a motion to withdraw him from his appointed counsel. The prosecution must provide discovery and plea offers by July the 30th. A plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for August the 20th. And in other news for today, during the Tuesday, August 4th election, Huron County will be asking voters to approve four millages. Voters will be asked to renew an older citizen's millage for 6 years. That, if approved, would generate about $762,841 on the first year. There will also be a request to renew a mill for 6 years to fund the Office of Veterans Affairs, which, if approved, would generate about $244,109 the first year for funding the county's Veterans Affairs Department. There will also be a request to renew the millage to fund Huron County's emergency 911 and central dispatch operations and equipment. And if that is approved, the funds generated from the millage would be used for the sole purpose to continue funding emergency dispatch services, as well as equipping and operating the dispatch center. The proposal asks the constitutional limitation upon the total amount of taxes, which may be assessed in 1 year, upon all properties within the county of Huron, Michigan, to be renewed for a mill of up to 6 years. That, if approved, would generate about $1,220,546 the first year. There'll also be a millage request for services for older citizens, asking voters to approve funding to maintain and expand services for older citizens. The request is to levy a mill that would increase the tax limitation allowed by the Michigan Constitution and increase the mill for 6 years. That, if approved, would generate about $228,852 the first year. In accordance with state law, a small portion of those millages may also be captured by the Downtown Development Authority, the Tax Increment Finance Authority of the City of Bad Axe, the City of Caseville, the Township and Village of Port Austin, the Township and Village of Sebring, and the Village of Elkton. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Thursday, July the 9th of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.